Hello, my name is Brooke Mullins, and today I'm joined with Bertha Fennell from Venezuela. Today is October 14th, 2025, and we are interviewing at the TCC Northeast Campus. It's nice to have you.
Have me.
All right. You doing well today? We're doing good?
Yes.
Okay.
All is okay.
Okay. So first off, how old are you and what city are you from?
I am 69 years old, and I born in Maracaibo, Zulia State in Venezuela.
Okay. What did you enjoy most about your hometown, or what is significant about it?
Well, my hometown is the second city, the main city in my country.
Oh.
We produce most of the oil of the country, and we have one of the most biggest lake in the world, and people are very, really very friendly, as the people who live at the level of the sea or the always are very open, very friendly. Mm-hmm. And it's too hot, and I don't like hot. This is for that reason, the last for 38 years, I moved to the mountain in the Merida state, and it's so high.
What's the weather like up there? What's the weather like there?
In Maracaibo?
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Oh, the mountains, I mean, I'm sorry.
And the mountain is very cool. We have snow. We have forests, and the world exists only 8 corridor of emigration, the birth emigration, and one of that is on my side.
Oh, okay.
Up there. It's so beautiful.
That's good, that's good. What was your family like? Or what's your family like? Who, do you live with your family there at all?
I am alone here.
Oh.
I am alone here. Oh. And my family, I have two daughters and two granddaughters, but they live in another state.
In America?
In America.
Oh, okay.
Because my mom passed away. She was a citizen. Mm-hmm. And my dad passed away. And all our my family is around the world. Venezuela situation.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies or things you like to do outside of school?
Bueno, here it's not easy, but I love to play bowling.
Oh.
I was champion in my city, and I love play piano. I am a composer, and I write. And in fact, I published a book in 2022 here in the United States about reflections and poetry. The name in English is I Had Seen in Your Eyes the Color of My Soul. And I love hugs. People name me Miss Hawk.
That's so sweet.
Yes, because when you give a hug, you are transmitting all your good energy. This is, and a hug is really, really cute. Mm-hmm. The people. If some people are sad and you gave the hug, you can be sure that is a gift.
I agree.
And I workaholic. I was workaholic.
Oh no, I agree.
Very responsible.
What kind of jobs did you have?
I am attorney, but I work for a American company, Solar Turbine, for 12 years. and all the legal documents and projects in the oil and gas area for Venezuela and some in Mexico.
Okay, interesting. What is your favorite thing to do in America that you can't do in Venezuela?
Freedom. Now it's freedom. But the rest, I am a lonely person here. And but people are very open, you know. And always I think this country is a great, great country. This is.
Okay. How recently did you come to America?
4.5 years ago.
Okay. And how did you arrive? Like what brought you here?
Because I am resident. This is, I can't lose my status, but I was in Venezuela because the government gave me a permit to be there because my mom and my dad were very, very sick, and that was the reason.
Okay. Did you have any expectations when you moved to America? And did they change?
Well, the expectation?
Any ideas you had that were different when you came here? Like, that's a hard question, I'm sorry.
No, but it's, the thing is always, I said, sorry, people who live in Oklahoma are crazy because this is, Oklahoma is the center of the corridor of tornado. Entonces, always I had lived in Texas, in Houston, in Florida hurricane. But for an accident or something like that, I came to Tulsa. Entonces, my expectations were different. But I have found here really, really sensible people. And I love to be in TCC. So always I came before the class, you know, I feel so quiet for here. The Mr. Daniel, Miss Sally, and the teacher are, if I don't feel it, I don't say nothing. But really it's a human place.
That's a nice answer. What was it like for you coming here? Was it hard? How did you feel about it?
To hear is was hard because a person like me and ask, please come to work with me here in Tulsa. Because she's in the area, the immigration area, and I am an attorney, and was the when the Venezuelan immigration was high, and she insisted, I came here, but she lied because when she offered work and to live with her, and when I was in Dallas waiting for the connection. She sent a test telling me she was suspending the job offer and I can't live with her. No, it was so hard, really, really. But while I had been here, life, I had learned a lot about how manage your feelings, your expectations, to land the reality, and I had learned a lot at my age. I have learned a lot in these years. Now I think I have more ability to confront the life.
Okay. How do you feel about living in Oklahoma particularly? Is there anything special?
No, es que always hay un estrés. Always when the sirens, no? The how can I pronounce that? Siren. The siren. The
The tornado. Yes, yes,
okay, sorry.
Yes. No, you're fine.
And it's a stress for me. But it's beautiful because you have here, I love the nature and where I live. I have a lot of, you find a lot of forests, you know, the green, I love the green, but in my country we have only two seasons. Here I can enjoy the four seasons, and that is really lovely.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Is fall your favorite season?
Here?
Yes.
Spring and winter.
Oh, okay.
Autumn has some beautiful colors, but it's I don't like when the leaves are falling. No, how can I pronounce
falling?
But each season has his beautiful part.
If you hadn't come to Oklahoma because of that job you told me about, would there be any other place you would have stayed at or gone to instead?
In Oklahoma or in the United States?
Either or.
Okay. No, maybe in Houston, because there is one of my daughters. And bueno, she's in another city, but close to Houston. In Houston, because I had been many years there, and this is I met all the city, I have friends. But here it's so peaceful. This is
okay. How do you feel about your time living in Houston? What was that like?
I was. Was for me good memories and good, because when I worked for Solar, I really was happy. Really, really, I enjoy a lot work with Solar. Friends, it's interesting. Company, and I can do my work in my profession, because legal document, contracts, I was like a fish in the water.
Okay. Are there any traditions in America that you like or dislike since coming here?
No, really. I like the Thanksgiving, because it's to be grateful, and I think I don't have any tradition who I don't like. It's okay, and Americans are very grateful for his culture, his history. Mm-hmm. History. Right now, I am seeing a show about the American history, with the war, with the how was the evolution of the society since the slave and the freedom. This is, it's interesting.
Okay.
But I use the subtitles. It speaks so fast, and
it's difficult.
No? But the scenery, it's so beautiful.
That's good.
the gluten, the name is so difficult.
It's okay. Is that your favorite show right now?
It's the only I see.
Oh.
It's the only. Always when I see something, it's through the laptop, but that is the only watch. I love the news channel because I like a lot to be informed about all the world. Yes.
Okay.
So always I recognize I'm guilty about exercises, but physical exercises, but my mind all the time is working, make exercise.
I don't have my glasses. I'm fine. What is your favorite tradition or culture that happens in your country?
Oh.
If you have one.
Will you repeat all the
questions? Oh, yes. What is your favorite tradition uh-huh. or cultural thing in your country?
Yeah. Well, I have a few, not only one. And, for example, in my state, in my city, we have a big celebration for the Virgin, the Chicken Kira. It's a really, it's Catholic event for us. It's so important. And Christmas for us is because all family meet together to share. In Maracaibo, is gaita, is a special rhythm, and all weekend. The Venezuelans, we are so friendly. We can be, for example, in Maracaibo, the Zuliano, is the people of the Zulia state. You can fight with somebody. Yeah. But 1 hour later, they are, hey, come to drink a beer. we are friendly. I think that is the best characteristic of us. With a maracucho, maracucho is from Maracaibo, people. With a maracucho, you're never going to be alone. If you need something, maracucho help you. You are driving in the road. I don't meet you, but if I see you in a necessity, I'm going to stop to say, hey, how can I help? Mm-hmm. That is it. Entonces, I'm proud of that.
That's sweet. I like that. Has the adjustment between that in Venezuela and how it is in America been difficult, easy? The differences?
No, can you repeat?
Yes. Has the cultural adjustment between Venezuela and here been difficult, easy?
So, not difficult, but different culture, but here I think if you respect the law and you respect the rest of the people, you live very well. So very good. And for me, has not been difficult. Mainly because I have lived in another time. The only is the loneliness. But it's America. it's the reference in the world. It's okay.
Okay. What is your experience like being a student here?
Wonderful, excellent. beautiful. For me, have helped me sustain myself many times, because it's a really wonderful community. Teachers are very open, you know. The director is not okay. They are in the highest. No, he's very, very accessible. Mm-hmm. Miss Sally, special. Mr. Tom, the teacher, is special. Oh man, and all the people, Blanquita, all of them. Says, the teacher, the Katie, is so nice. And this is really, really, for me, have been a salvation with the feeling.
Yeah.
Really. And I am very grateful for the opportunity, as I am a senior, and to be able to learn or to get a more fluent English. Mm-hmm. I can read, but when people speak so fast, oh my goodness, no, you know. But a lot of opportunity. The only thing I don't like here is I can find a piano. And I love to play piano. It's the only. They think it should think to buy a piano to have at the theater here. Mm-hmm. It's a joke.
No, I get it. What's it like? How do you feel about piano since you brought that up? What does piano mean to you? Since
the piano, part of my life. It's really, as I said to you, I am a composer. And if you want, I can show something. Do you want?
Sure, yeah.
Entonces, I was playing in a hotel years ago, and a Venezuelan music, and some guest was, entonces, that is Venezuelan music. No sé si. Somebody was. It's a joropo, it's very happy, and mm-hmm. You know.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I was going to delete.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So.
No, you're fine. Uh-huh. When did you learn piano?
When I was a children, but I couldn't study at the conservatory as I wanted. And my dream was to go to Belgium to study in the conservatory. And my mom, no, you are here, and you are going to be a attorney. So, but I wanted to study piano and composition and orchestral direction. That was what I want. Mm-hmm. And I got married so young. Too young, at 19. Says, the dreams stay behind.
Do you still play? Do you?
No, I continue playing. So, if I can play every day, I am going to play. Because first, that feed my soul. And second, because it's, my brain continue. The piano is the only instrument you use all the sense. So the left hand is totally different to the right hand. You need to be reading the music chip, and you need to be controlling the pedal. And this is all the hemisphere in your brain most work. Entonces, that is good for health and for the soul.
That's true, that's true. For my next question for you, what's it been like adjusting to speaking English as a different language? What's it like adjusting? Is that hard? Between English and as a new language.
Bueno, es que, I think in English, sorry, no. But English is for crazy people or smart people. Why? Because in, for example, in Spanish, you have the same structure all the time. So you have subject, verb, and predicate. No more. You have one word for one thing. In English, you have one word for 20 different meaning without any relation. Only the context, it depends on many things. Sometimes the adjectives are, or the adverb are the last or the first. My goodness, it's really, really crazy. Entonces, that is it's a little difficult, but I think I'm not doing too bad. Así que I hope you have been able to understand what I am saying.
Oh, yeah, I have. No, you're fine. You speak very well. I understand you. You're fine.
Okay.
Are there any parts of this difficulty that affect you in any way? Does this difficulty affect you with English?
No. Is that affect? No. No, the contrary. Stimulate to me to have a goal. I don't know the word. It's a reto in español. It's a goal. I want to get the fluency. Entonces, that stimulate to me. I'm going to be happy when I feel I can say or I can have a speech in front of the people too, because I am very communicating.
Is there any part of English speaking that you dislike or like?
It's difficult, really difficult. And I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue trying. But that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of ¿cómo se le dice? When the word sounds is the same as. I know the word is
rhyming?
No. We have many words similar in English and in Spanish. It's, I know the word, but I can't remember. Sorry, my memory.
No, it's okay.
And cognates.
Oh.
A lot of cognates. Entonces, I try to use, more cognates, entonces, it's good.
I know you said it earlier, but I wanted to ask again. You don't, how do you feel about reading and writing if you do those?
I'm not taking, I am only taking speaking.
Okay.
And writing, I can read a lot, but I'm not taking, I am thinking if I have the possibility to get listening and writing or grammar. I am working because I need time and I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to try.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any things that get lost in translation between Spanish and English you think are important?
When?
Anytime, just the differences. Okay, are there things speaking that get lost in translation that you feel are important?
It's so important because if the translation is not good, could be danger. I would like to have a job where I can be sure I can have the information and translate well. Okay. And it's important. If you are in another country with the language different to you, I think you must to learn that language because you are in the country. So it's important, and all the situation is important. Yeah, I can understand why people can live 20 years in a country and don't speak that the language. No. I don't agree with that.
Okay. Was there anything that, let me start again. What made you start learning English?
What made?
Was there a reason you started learning English?
It's the saying I had. I started to learn English years ago. If I can remember all I had studied or read, I was gringa. But I will be gringa. But at this age, my memory, you know, is against. It's not the same. Like I said, when you are young, the brain is like a sponge. Mm-hmm. But at my age, the sponge, you know, wrinkle. And this is different, but I insist, if you, first is the international language, first. Second, if I am in any country where I want to live, where I want to share with the people, it's easy. You need to learn the language. So, I'm not going to be, ¿cómo se le dice? The memory. But an expert. But I think that it's important. Too important.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare.
Oh.
I'm not going to be Shakespeare, but
I gotcha.
Sorry for my lapsus, but
it's okay. What made you take your class here for English? What made you take your class for English here?
Blanquita is one of the lady staff.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in another through the other friend, and we were talking, and she told me I worked at the TCC, blah blah blah, and sometimes she told me, okay, we have a program for seniors, mm-hmm. and I can connect with the people, the director, the blah, blah, blah. Immediately, yes. And that was there, because I live far from here. But doesn't matter for me, because I insist, I love to be here. Mm-hmm.
How do you get to this campus?
Through Blanca here. She work here.
Oh. Oh, I mean transport.
Ah, the car.
Drive? Mm-hmm. Your own?
Yes, my little car, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a take 1 hour sometime and 1 hour and a half to get here. But doesn't matter. When you love something. Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. We both live rural.
Exactly.
Yes, we both have
exactly.
that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the atmosphere here made me feel very good. Really, really. If not, I didn't come.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Has becoming a student here made English easier?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And do you said before, but you, how do you feel about your teachers?
I know, especially, I have told you, at least my teachers have been bueno, but have been very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, but my dad was teacher.
Oh.
My mom was teacher, and I was teacher in Venezuela too. Mm-hmm. And says, I can understand my teachers. And to be very responsible, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good.
That's good. What did your parents teach?
My mom was art teacher. My dad was in Spanish teacher, but ¿cómo se le dice? Mecanografía. When you tape in the tape machine,
typing,
and he published the first book and more important in typing in my country.
Oh,
he published that book, and I don't know I don't remember the name. It's some kind of. Writing, but it's with science. He said in English and in Spanish. Oh my goodness! And that was all my love for the studies. I am library mouse. Always study. I love to learn. Always. Can you imagine when I got my 15 years old, my mom asked me, okay, do you want a cruise for teenagers, you know, for 15, blah, blah, what do you want? And I told her, I want an encyclopedia, no?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? O sea, every girl, I want the cruise, you want the, ¿me entiendes? To go to another country for, no, I want it. And they gifted, I was so happy. Investigated, don't exist Google, don't exist in that time. That's, yeah.
That's sweet.
Uh,
Do you have, what's your experience like with other students here?
In my room, in my classroom, I am the grandma. I am the old person, different cultures. To Venezuela, but many of, you know, the East, the Asian, and we can, the two of them, when are going to call me grandma. And this is really nice, guys. Mm-hmm. And John, because I feel young. Because they can be my grandchild. Mm-hmm. This is really good.
That's sweet. That's are you planning to use your how are you planning to use what you learn here?
To get a job, a job according with my health, my health situation. Mm-hmm. Because I harm my hip lifting heavy boxes and that. And according with my education. Yeah, I passed 2 times for the university. Because I would like that kind of job that can help, but like a educated person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And I help in my church. You know, I have people to share. This is it's a good motivation to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this completed with a degree? Or is there a degree you need to do this?
Degree?
A final kind of education at all? Or just completing this class?
No, if it's possible, I'm going to continue with the program for senior because I don't have the money to pay. Before I was thinking to study again, but no, really, at my age, I want to enjoy now,
yeah.
The rest of my life. I don't know if tomorrow I'm going to be alive. I hope, yes. But... I want to enjoy in another thing. Mm-hmm. So I think I study a lot. I want to continue to try to control my stress because it's difficult, the situation, because I want to continue composing music, mm-hmm. You know.
When you're done with school, do you think you'll do more of that, composing?
No, I don't. No. But I was referring as at my age, for the age. No. I think if I have a lot of time to continue here, you know, because grandma can see speaking, listening, you know, writing. One of each time.
Gotcha. Is there anything else you want to share at all? Anything, any subject?
I would like the world learn to hug between the humanity. Genius of the stupid world. And they saw you in another time ago, say, it's the thousands of years of civilization, and we still don't learn to hug. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today. This was great.
Sorry.
It's nice to meet
sorry
you.
Because
no, you're okay.
No, well, I have been so nice to talk with you, and I hope to be according with your expectation. I don't know.
You're okay. This is about you. This is all about you and what you had to share today. So I appreciate getting to hear it today. It was really nice.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
You have.